This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you can parade around because you signed a player and act like you won the World Series, you can sit here and listen to myself and other Yankee fans express how we feel about the situation now that there are actual games, there are actual at-bats and performances to look at. 888-808-1019. All I heard is about looking, like, even the fact that, like, the Met fan showed up to the first few home stands and the Mets were winning games. Congratulations, bro. That's what y'all supposed to do. Welcome to the party. That's what we've been doing. Your highest selling game of the season is a Monday night in the Bronx. We welcome you to join us, but don't tell us about what we do and what we're not and what's going to happen in the future. There are too many Met fans, only some, but there are too many Met fans that proclaim what's going to happen in the future. Then we get to the future and I'm like, what happened? What happened? I'm saying, what happened to Pete Alonso? Oh, he's tearing up the dugout like David Ortiz in Fenway. He's pissed off. Another throwing error. You know, Pete Alonso had to throw an error in Sunday Night Baseball. It didn't do any damage, though. The Mets end up getting out of it. You know, Kodai Senga's battling. Umpires aren't helping him out. But anyway, back to the phones we go. I want to talk to you. I said 8 o'clock, we're going to hammer the phones. Janie in Puerto Rico on the Fan in New York. What's up, Janie?
Good evening, Keith McPherson. We have met. I'm a Bleacher Creature. Chico introduced us many times.
The legendary Chico introduced us, so it must be true.
I don't lie, but brother, listen to me. Do you think Soto's overrated?
No, I think he's a very good baseball player. I think the world
think
is on his back.
Arm? You think he's got a good arm?
I think he's got an okay arm.
Oh, come on. You got to have a good arm.
You have to have a good arm in the outfield in Major League Baseball, or they're running on you. Or
you think I don't know that? I'm a baseball fan since I'm 5 years old. I'm 65
course.
Now, dude. Listen. I just want a three.
Well, this is a children's program, and I try to tell you guys that, like, kids listen to this show, and we got to keep it PG, especially at 8 o'clock. You know, kids aren't going to bed. You know what? I want to send a message to the young kids that listen to me that are Mets fans, right? Don't let some of these older Mets fans lead you down the wrong path. You're going to have a lot of wins in the future. You have a great owner. A owner that will light money on fire every day until he gets what he wants. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that because he went out and got Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander and Carlos Correa and now Juan Soto. And, you know, he's going to keep trying. But you know what? Juan Soto is not going to damn you. Juan Soto is not going to stop you from doing anything because you have David Stearns, and eventually Juan Soto's going to settle in. So here's the conversation we were having in the chat, right? It's about some players in professional sports and how they're chasing the bag. Some are chasing money. Some are chasing a championship. Juan Soto already is a champion. He can forever go back to Nationals Park and celebrate the 2019 World Series. He is always going to be a champion. Juan Soto now is the richest guy in baseball. He went and got the biggest bag. So now there are people wondering, does he have golden handcuffs? Is he regretting his decision? No, I just think he's settling in. It is very early. As the last caller just asked me, do I think Juan Soto's overrated? I don't. I was on this station lobbying for him. Blank check that boy until it got too crazy. I'm like, he's not better than Ohtani. And I used Ohtani as we're talking about Yankees fans and Mets fans in New York. I used Ohtani perfectly over the weekend. Ohtani signed a $700 million contract. He left the Anaheim Angels to go to the Dodgers, and Anaheim Angels fans celebrated him, sent him off. And when he returned to their ballpark in spring training, they gave him a standing ovation. There were no boos. There were no F Ohtani chants. They loved that guy. The Angels actually just swept the Dodgers in this past week's rivalry weekend. The rivalry between the Mets and the Yankees hit a different level. When the Red Sox come here in June, there's not one guy that we hate like that over there. But having this villain now that was with us, that came into our house, this villain now that we showed all this love and affection to, trying to convince him that, hey, this should be forever, you should be a forever Yankee, and he walked away from that, it's going to take a long time for people to get over that. And it's going to take a little bit of time for Juan Soto to realize, like, yo, there's no other teams. You're a Met. This is what you chose. Smile. This is your job. Act like you love it. Bring the shuffle back, loosen up, right? And I think that can happen because this moment, like I played that clip to start my show, that was from March, where I said I had May 16th circled on the calendar. I bet he did too. They gave this guy 2 days off mentally to prepare, and he still was a zero. It's over though. Like, that's done now. So I expect now Juan Soto to be more like Juan Soto, and there's a whole season for him to raise his numbers. But honestly, if he doesn't, you overpaid for a down year, and the Yankee fan will be able to say, look at his numbers last year with Judge. Look at his numbers with us. If you don't get to the World Series at least, that will hang over your head, and there's nothing you can say.
Right. I think what I personally don't need Juan Soto to look happy or appear happy. That doesn't matter to me. The performance matters to me. He can have a puss face on all he wants. If he's hitting home runs at RBIs and knocking people in, I don't care what he looks like. That's like the first thing. The second thing is Mets fans have to realize that the expectation isn't to win the World Series this year. They're going to have Juan Soto for 15 years.
No, the expectation is definitely to win the World Series this year. You guys are with us now.
Well, the goal is to win the World Series.
No, you're expected now to get to the World Series and win it. You got to the NLCS last year. That was a good start.
And again, I am the guy who says getting to a World Series means nothing. You have to actually win it for the season to actually mean something.
No, it will, though, because as, you know, like Tommy's saying, this is our World Series. The Mets were last in the World Series and lost it in 2015. It's been almost 40 years. If you don't win it this year, the next chant is going to be 40 years. 40 years. The Mets have to win. They have the highest payroll. They have the highest paid player. Their owner literally said, oh, well, I don't think it's crazy to put out there that we win multiple World Series. He's talked World Series. He said he would win a World Series in this 5-year window. This is year 5. He talked about now he even extended it, winning multiple World Series in the next 10 years. Baseball doesn't work like that. And what we're seeing with Juan Soto is baseball doesn't work like that. The baseball gods were tapped in with the Yankees. The highest paid player, that doesn't matter. The money doesn't come with you. Your family doesn't come with you. Baseball will humble you, and the fans will humble you. And Juan Soto got humbled this weekend. But maybe now that that's done, he can get back to being what we've all seen him be.
And that's fine. And it's funny also how Yankee fans never said one bad word about Soto last year when they had him on their team. And that's because he's on your team, and you're not gonna say that he's a bad fielder. You're not gonna say this, that, the other thing because he's on your team, and you want him to do well.
Honestly, bro. He did not give us much to complain about. And, like, that's why I was saying this year, I've wasted a couple $100 at least betting on him because I'm like, bro, this dude was, He was magic right away, the first series, the first month.
Oh, he was electric, absolutely.
And, like, there was, even when he slumped, he did get on base, and Judge brought him in, or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then, if you remember correctly, last year, Judge slumped the first month, but Soto was there. And then, like, they almost kind of slumped together, but it wasn't. I just told you, I was calling the game where he had a two-homer game. He didn't give us more than a series or a couple games. And I said this on The Fan. You can count on that guy. If he has a bad game, the next game he shows up early, he takes batting practice, he locks in even more so that doesn't happen again. That's not happening with him right now. He's lost that. That's something I saw as a Yankee fan. I'm like, this guy, if he does not impact the game with his bat, he takes it personal. And you'll hear Meredith talk about how he showed up early, he's doing batting practice, and then the next time out, he has a good game. Richie's in Queens. Richie, you're back on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good, good. This is a layup tonight. Yeah, we'll get to the Knicks. We'll get to, you know, Pacers talk.
Yeah, you are definitely worked up tonight, and I could feel it, the passion. You know, this series, obviously, you know, I mean, Licata said he's going to hit 5 homers and drive in 9 runs. I just get crazy when people make predictions about a series in baseball. I mean, you fail 7 out of 10 times. If he got a 3-run homer and maybe it was a key in one game, it's a good series. To come in and say that this guy's going to light it up and hit 500 and 600, I just don't get it. But a couple points. I think the Yankees are fine with Bellinger. But if you look at Bellinger like a week and a half ago, you were kind of down on him. And this is what baseball does. And now he's got 28 ribbies. And obviously Goldschmidt's been a stud all year. The kid last night, I was on the phone with my brother, DeViva, the kid that got the, you know, when he hit that grounder. And I said, this kid's got swagger, Keith. I like him. I think he's going to be a good player. I really do. Look, he got help with Alonso. By the way, Alonso, I mean, hits the ball off the wall, gets thrown out at second because he was loafing. So, you know, Soto gets up with 2 men on and gets into a double play. And now he's got the yips. He's making errors. And this is what baseball is, man. It just humbles you. So, and people forget, like, yeah, they lost 2 out of 3, like you said, with the Mets and the Yankees. But if they go on a good streak and Soto has a good couple of weeks and all of a sudden he's at 280 and he's got 14 homers, you forget about it. But it does look like there's swagger missing. It does look like, I don't understand what happened to the Soto shuffle. I kind of got a kick out of it. I mean, he beat the heck out of us when he was at San Diego in my National League West. But it seems like, and if he's not happy after the first year, he's got a 15-year contract. As a Mets fan, you got to just bang your head against the wall and say, what's going on here?
Yes, thanks for the call, Richie. And, like, that is why I'm fired up, because I heard so much about what has changed and what is going on now, because this one player was the first player that the Yankees wanted that decided to be a Met. That doesn't change anything. That, like, you would think that the Mets put the Yankees out of business the way people were talking. I'm returning the serve. And I'm blessed, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So many times that things have happened and it's just landed on me and I just laugh. I'm like, oh, this is a layup. This is a classic. This is an easy one tonight. I'm getting texts from my Yankee fan friends that are like, keep going, bro. I'm bringing balance to the force. You'll hear people move the goalposts. You'll hear Soto. You'll hear all this stuff about big brother, little brother. You'll hear all this stuff about what Juan Soto was going to do to Yankee fans in Yankee Stadium. Oh, you're heartbroken. You're coping. Who's heartbroken and who is coping now? Who is moving the goalposts now? Who is now minimizing the series? I minimized it in 2022. I minimized it in 2023. Why? Because I looked at the Yankees and I'm like, they changed their pitching around. You know, they didn't activate certain players. You know, they pinch hit Joey Gallo in a game. Last year, they had J.D. Davis batting cleanup, Jamai Jones batting leadoff, and I don't know what his name even was. Carlos Narvaez. Was it Carlos Narvaez who was catching? And so to me, I'm like, I can't take that for real. I can't take that serious. That's not valid. You know what I'm saying? But what did I tell y'all with this Juan Soto thing? The Yankees are going to play up. The Subway Series is back to 3 games. Good on Major League Baseball for doing that. It was peaceful for the most part. Everybody was fine for the most part from what I saw, from what I know. 3 days. It was all good. We don't need a little Tuesday, Wednesday, 2-day matchup. Bring it back to the 3 games, a real series. And I told y'all the Yankees were going to play up. The Yankees were this close from sweeping the Mets. And all we hear about is how the American League sucks and how look at how great the Mets are in the National League and look at their pitching lab and they're so much better than the Yankees and oh, now it's the Mets town. Like, just chill. Just chill. Just chill. Like, I've never heard a World Series get minimized more. Yes, the Yankees lost to the Dodgers, but I've taken calls where Mets fans have told me, oh, well, we took 2 games from the Dodgers. Yeah, in the NLCS, you didn't get to the World Series. Oh, well, it was a much closer series. No, it wasn't. Look at the run differential. Look at the runs that the Mets didn't score and the Dodgers scored. Look at how close it was between the Mets and the Yankees, or the Yankees and the Dodgers. But that's old stuff. We are now past the Subway Series. And now we have our first chunk of, okay, Mets versus Yankees, Juan Soto playing in those games. And you cannot tell anything to the Yankee fan that showed up and did what they were supposed to do, booed him, heckled him, and got him off his game because he did not rise to the occasion. He did not shut us up with homers. And now there are media members that are writing about the difference that they've seen in this young man from last year to this year. So that is also a win for the Yankees universe. Hooray. Brian is out in Los Angeles on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Brian.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
Appreciate the show. Thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching that series, just got to kind of reiterate everything you're saying. Yeah, I mean, we dodged a bullet, the Yankees and Yankees fans did. You know, it's like I was, you know, thinking, would you rather watch, you know, Soto or Ohtani? And it's like, you know, for that much money, I'm surprised the Yankees even kind of offered him as much as they did. You know, it's like, Ohtani seems worth it, but Soto is like a kind of a bat-only guy, you know? I mean,
yeah, but Brian, that was the pressure of the fans. It was documented. Hal Steinbrenner said, I know what's expected of me. He did not want to face his own fans. He did not want to lose Juan Soto to Steve Cohen, the crosstown rival. But you know what? There was a silver lining. It was serendipity. Be careful what you wish. I don't know. We keep going through all the different ways of how to say it.
You know, any Yankee fan that's happy today is definitely, they were super bummed, and they would have been probably angry if Steinbrenner didn't even put him in the running for it, you know, but it's like you kind of get lucky that he chooses the Mets, because honestly, it just seems like an albatross in 5 years, and you don't want to root for that. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Yeah, it's like we initially thought we lost. Right now, we're winning. The Yankees beat the Mets in a series. Juan Soto did nothing. That shifts any type of shift that we've talked about. Like, and that's something I was saying the whole offseason. I'm like, these are not games. They don't give out rings at the winter meetings. You won the winter meetings by signing Juan Soto. But the Yankees' pivot was excellent. Let's talk about Max Fried for a second, right? You guys want to talk about actual baseball? Max Fried could win the Cy Young this year. They don't lose with Max Fried on the mound. He's a technician. I love watching him pitch. Go back and watch Soto's at-bats against this dude. He was freezing him. He was just dropping the curveball in on him. Like, when you want to talk about a return on investment, I was on this mic saying 8 years for Max Fried. I don't want to sign anybody for 8 years. But they offered Juan Soto double the amount of years in his contract. 888-808-1019. There's a silver lining in all of this. You know, God's greatest gift is prayers unanswered. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need, man. Be careful what you wish for. We're going to keep all those sayings because the Yankees had holes to fill. The Yankees had Alex Verdugo out there. And when you see what Trent Grisham has become, when you see what Ben Rice has become, when you see how Cody Bellinger turned it on, how Paul Goldschmidt is playing, how Devin Williams, I was out on Devin Williams as far as like he lost the closer spot. This is too much. I don't know if this guy can work here. The Yankees can't be out on him. And I tip my cap to Aaron Boone, throwing him in to pressure situations where it's like, it's sink or swim, buddy. That's the most packed house in Yankee Stadium. And now fans were cheering Devin Williams. I said, Friday night, I put my hands up in the air. I walked out of the stadium. I got to get to the fan. He struck out Pete Alonso. He went on the strikeout the side. I'm like, what is going on? This is a movie. I told you we were making movies. It was a movie this weekend in New York. There's got to be a hero. There's got to be a villain. There's got to be a rising action and a falling action. The Yankees came out on top this one. But there might be a July 4th movie where the Mets and Juan Soto sweep the Yankees. And I'll be here to talk about that as well. And I'll tip my cap and I'll say, good job. Congratulations.
Of course.
On to the postseason.
Of course, because you're an objective fan. One thing, I think it was the guy from L.A., Brian, who said, it looks like this contract is going to be an albatross. This is the first year. Can we calm down with everyone assuming Juan Soto is going to turn into Jason Bay for the Mets?
See, but that's also some wishful thinking. That's also some wishful thinking. And I will never change my stance. I think Juan Soto is great because I watched him. I just think he's in a funk right now because it's different. His life has completely changed.
Everybody's in a slump. No one's perfect.
Yeah, the whole Met team, they have one run here through five innings.
Like 350 the last month. He's not hitting 350 the rest of the year.
Not for nothing. The Yankees scored more runs last night than the Mets scored in the whole series. Like, let's talk about the entire offense. Like, it isn't just Juan Soto. Like, they have some real issues. They also got to figure out these baby Mets. Like, what's the deal? Who's staying? Who's going? Who's playing every day? Who's not? If they're not producing, then they're not really helping. And, you know, Juan Soto can only do so much. That's another thing. Juan Soto came to the Mets to get out of the shadow of Aaron Judge and be the star. And all that pressure now, like, he's got a star. He's got to turn his game up. He He hasn't been able to consistently do it yet.
This is, we're 3 months into 15 years,
sure.
Hopefully. The Yankees fans or even the Mets fans who think that this contract is an albatross and this is going to be a bad look in 5 years, you are out of your minds.
I think it's wishful thinking from the Yankee fan, and then it's honestly like pessimism from the Met fan, which you can understand.
Of course, with Will Pons and everything, and the net, you put on a Met jersey, you turn to
this
trash.
We celebrated taking this guy from the Yankees. What if his best year was last year? What if statistically he has a down year for $50-plus million this year? What if he doesn't return to form? You don't have that many years before, as Bob Clappish was talking about, you know, Soto looking kind of plump. You don't have that many years before the next thing you know, David Stearns, a defensive-minded guy, says we can't have him in right field.
Then I know, if you're a fan, specifically if you're a Met fan, who thinks who's already getting cold feet, and if you're a Yankee fan who wants to needle with the Albatross contract, that's fine. If you really believe that, if you really think that a Hall of Fame player isn't going to live up to a contract, which, by the way, is not your money, so it's not, you are not contributing to this contract, go watch a movie instead of watching a baseball game. Go watch Field of Dreams.
Don't do that. I don't watch movies. I made it like 40 minutes in the Field of Dreams, and I was like, okay, I get it. I understand. Anyway,
40 minutes? That's a classic. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I hear it, but I just, for me, in modern day times, like, I didn't come up on it. I tried to watch it before the Yankees played out in Iowa, and I made it like 40 minutes. I'm like, good enough, I got it.
That's,
I fell asleep.
So disappointing.
Yeah, well, you know, I know. If you build it, they will come and all that, and there's ghosts, and there's, you know, there's a bunch of stuff, but like, it wasn't holding my attention. I need to watch a live game. I'm watching Senga pitch right now. He's doing the best that he can. Pete looks a little worried or whatnot, but I wouldn't worry, Mets fans. All we can say today is that the Yankees won the first installment of the Subway Series in 2025. Juan Soto did not kill the Yankees. Yankee fans did get their pound of flesh, and they got their get back some. And you got to be able to take that. You got to be able to take that on the chin. Juan Soto couldn't take it on the chin. He dipped out. He pouted. He ran away from the microphone. But the Met fan can't move the goalpost. The Met fan can't now act like, oh, this is your World Series. Oh, it's just mid-May. Oh, look at the standings. We have a better record. Like, no, mano y mano, face-to-face, you got outclassed, and the Yankee fan showed out and humbled your highest-paid player that you made history with, and you told everybody he was going to change things in the city. That did not happen. 888-808-1019. We'll take the rest of your Juan Soto calls this hour. When we get to the 9 o'clock hour, I got to talk about the Knicks and the Pacers. The Pacers aren't far from Iowa, right? They're somewhere out there, cornfields. KM to AM returns right after this. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, talking through the main topic to talk about, which is Juan Soto and the Subway Series and the Mets and the Yankees and just some of the new developments that came up from Sunday Night Baseball. Juan Soto ducking the media. Juan Soto not having an actual jet, but somebody putting it out there that his family had a private jet. You know, Juan Soto and Aaron Judge embracing. It took 3 days. Judge had to put on. You know, we all have somebody that we don't really rock with, but when you see him, you got to pretend. You got to make an appearance. You got to act like it because other people are watching. But in private, wouldn't accept the phone call. Juan Soto's working, though. Juan Soto hit a long double off the Green Monster. Actually, it was a single, and then he stole second base. So Juan's stealing bases. He's getting those stolen base numbers up. It counts for something. And you know what the biggest thing? Maybe he did it in Yankee Stadium, but I didn't notice it when he got on base. Well, he only had one hit, right? So he just did the Mets hit celly. So, you know, Starlin Marte told him, hey, listen, when you get on base with a knock, you do the wheels on the bus, and then you end it with an uppercut. And that's about to be a double play. Brandon Nimmo, GIDP. Yeah, so in my chat, shout out to Mike. Mike in Tampa, big Yankee fan, pulls up at spring training. He was actually the one that put the video out in spring training, the Yankees' first spring training loss, and tagged me and was like, hey, they didn't play New York, New York after the loss. And I'm like, it happened. It is done. So Mike says, you know, Juan could change the narrative when we see them in Flushing. Will he step up? He could. And that's what I was saying. Of course he can. All we can say is that the first time Juan Soto returned to Yankee Stadium as a Met, the Mets did not beat the Yankees, and Juan Soto did not beat us. 888-808-1019. When July 4th weekend comes, who knows where the Mets will be, where the Yankees will be. The 7 line, they will have Juan Soto's back. I bet you there'll be some Yankee fans in there booing and doing what they can. But 7 line Army, get ready. Make sure you guys coordinate your dance moves. Have your jerseys made. make sure you guys are loud and you pick Juan Soto up because he's going to need it. Like, Juan Soto needs the love. That's what he's missing right now. He's missing the love that he had from the Yankees fan. Maybe you guys take a shot at the roll call. We won't do the roll call this year. The OGs and the bleachers didn't appreciate the roll call that we pulled off at Citi Field last year. So you don't have to worry about that. Pick your guy up. Pick your mans up. Juan Soto, get those chants going from the 7 line, and maybe Juan Soto will hit one out, and maybe Juan Soto will lead you to victory in the Subway Series. When it comes to Queens, 888-808-1019, Gene in Stamford on the fan. What's up, Gene?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Great.
Casual baseball fan, prefer the Mets. You know, I want to see them impact this town some. I love a good rivalry, so root for the Mets. But my thing that I've noticed with Juan Soto, it's two things. It's, you know, first, all the special treatment he asked for. You know, he created some distance between himself and the rest of the team by asking for all those perks. But, you know, the other item is, now that he got paid, I think for Soto, you know, that was his summit. That was his peak that he wanted to climb, was getting paid. And you don't hear about him talking about as much World Series or batting titles or helping the team. It was, for me, it was about the money. And now that he's got it, you know, he might have taken his foot off the gas because he might not have another goal. That's clear for him that he wants to, you know, climb another summit because he already reached his.
I can't say that you're wrong, Gene. I can't say that anybody's wrong that says that because this is not the guy we've seen. Some people can point to San Diego. That was a different version of him. And obviously, if you look at how he played with the Yankees, you could say, well, it was a walk year and he had Judge hidden behind him. But, you know, it's facts, man. He has now hit his fortune. He is now home. This is his team for the rest of his career. It's an adjustment. It doesn't happen in just a couple months. He can say he's happy. You know, the manager could say he's loving it, whatever. We're not seeing it. Baseball is a sport that you start playing as a kid. You're supposed to play it with joy. The guys that play it with a smile on their face, and even the guys that play it with, you know, a little bit of anger and passion, like, those guys are the guys that, like, he looks almost lifeless. And if you go back and look at the videos of him as a Yankee, like, we saw a lot of emotion out of this guy. We can't say he's DJ LeMahieu. Like, I watched DJ LeMahieu after he homered. Meredith asked DJ LeMahieu about all the emotion that he showed, and DJ, he couldn't even, he's like, yeah, I guess it's a lot of emotion for me. He said he was just happy to be back in Yankee Stadium. How about DJ? Now there's actually a question amongst Yankee fans. What do we do with DJ? I had a Yankee fan call, or I think it was Richie in Queens. Richie, I think, is a San Francisco Giants fan, and he said, Yorbit Vivas, he's a pelotero. He's got swag. He's a young player, but, like, he had a great at-bat that helped break open the game last night. You want to see that kid continue to play. Jazz Chisholm is hanging out. Jazz Chisholm was taking ground balls and warming up on the field. Jazz is ready. He's coming back soon, right? A little birdie told me they went to Woodbridge. Shout out to Frank Luna. Shout out to the Yankee fans that went to Woodbridge Brewing Company over the weekend and met Jazz Chisholm at his meet and greet. And they said, they asked him, hey, you ready to go back to third? You want to play third? And he said, no. His position is second base. He's more athletic than DJ. And shout out to DJ. Like I said, DJ surprised me. The machine is somewhat back on. Can't throw the hardware out just yet. Machine is hitting the ball hard. Hit a home run, short porch or not. And how poetic is that? You know, Bellinger's home run, a short porcher over Soto's head for the grand slam. And even DJ's, the one DJ hit, is just like, all we hear this year is, oh, well, if that ball was in Yankee Stadium, Juan Soto would have had another home run. Oh, that ball would have. Juan Soto flies out the right field. But if that was in Yankee Stadium, it would have been a home run. And then in the first Subway Series, they give you something to complain about. And they give you the short porch to use, and you can't use it. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh is back on the fan.
It's awesome, baby. Listen, Keith. You're darned if you do, and you're darned if you don't.
Right.
I mean, you're going to make some people happy. You're going to make some people this, that, and the other. And the thing is, you know, if it keeps on going the way it's going, man, hopefully Juan Soto can turn it around. But earlier on, Evan and Tiki, Evan said, it's all about production. He's going to turn it around. He has to turn it around. But if you're going to be overwhelmed by the money, David Stearns and Uncle Stevie, they've got their eye on you, Juan. You got to produce, man. It's all about the production, man. The fans, they're going to chant and scream one way or the other. You know, you know, and if they're going to do the same thing to him that they did with Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, just like the Giants fans, you know, before the draft and everything at the end of last season, man, you know, they wanted Dable and Shane and everything, this and that. And the other thing, Keith, man, it's got to get better before it gets ugly. Thank you for taking my call and listening.
Josh, you're correct. You know, another thing from the Bob Clappish article, he writes, you know, the loyalty won't last forever. Mets fans went out and bought that Juan Soto jersey. They gave out Juan Soto pins the first home series. They're selling Juan Soto bats for $500 at the Mets house. It has been Juan Soto mania for months. You would think this guy was God's gift to baseball. Stay tuned for Reggie Miller talking about how the Knicks think that they're God's gift to basketball. I don't think they think that at all. We're going to get to the Knicks conversation in the 9 o'clock hour. But, like, this is New York. And the Met fan is going to turn on Juan Soto, which they already have booed him in Citi Field, but they're going to turn on Juan Soto because now, yo, you let him down. They're disappointed. You did not show up in the Subway Series. We took you away from the Yankees, and it looked like you were neutralized in there. It looked like you were scared. It looked like you did not have it in there. So Bob Clappish writes about the loyalty, and he says Mets fans can be just as tough as their Bronx counterparts. They're counting on Soto to take the Mets deep in October, but they won't go anywhere if Soto keeps shrinking the way he did this weekend. A 132 average with runners in scoring position isn't going to cut it. Mets fans will eventually run out of patience if Soto doesn't improve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He didn't get that 132 average just against the Yankees. This was leading up to it. You know, I've had multiple takes that, you know, I'll get killed for. It's funny, Josh said, damned if you do, damned if you don't. I thought about how to approach the show tonight, and I'm like, I could take a different approach. No, I'm going to take the Yankee fan approach and lean into the Yankee side after all that I've heard. I'm not going to take the side of, oh, it's just May. Oh, it's early. Oh, he's going to come around. No, this is fact. Juan Soto is having a down year. Juan Soto is not shuffling. Juan Soto is not smiling. He doesn't look the same. Even him trying to do the wheels on the bus, uppercut hit Selly when he got on first base, it looked forced. This looks like a guy that got the contract and is not the same. Looks like it. There's a ton of evidence. He ducked the media. He didn't want to take the mic on Sunday Night Baseball after it was promoted and put out there. So if you want to be mad at me, be mad at me. Be mad at me for being a Yankee fan that is enjoying this. Be mad at me as a Yankee fan that, like, I don't care what player it is. I would enjoy this no matter what player left that we wanted and went elsewhere. Like, it just is what it is. Like, just understand, like, I'm not obsessed with Juan Soto. I'm obsessed with baseball. I'm obsessed with the Yankees. I'm obsessed with the Yankees winning the next World Series. I'm obsessed with the Yankees winning every single series and game. Christian is in Roselle Park on the Fan next. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Keith? First time caller. I just have a couple of points about Soto. Watching him back in Washington and also when he was with the Padres, you could see that he was enjoying baseball, that he enjoyed his teammates. The shuffle was there. His look, that hungry look every time at bat was there. But it's surprising to me that with the Mets having a winning record and on top of the division, we are talking that, you know, the lack of motivation of Soto being a Met. You can see it. He's not the same guy. I mean, his look is not there. At Yankee Stadium, he kept looking back at the bleachers, kind of like resenting that he wished that they had his back. But no, we are not angry at him because how he left. It's because how the money that he took, and also the deal that he took. And we're thankful. I mean, I don't think the Yankees dodge a bullet because not signing Soto, because if he was with the Yankees right now, I think his numbers would have been much better than they are right now. But he did do a big favor to us because we have Fried, we have Dever, we have Bellinger that has been incredible in the last, 17 at bat.
Blessing in disguise, sure. You know,
yeah. So I couldn't be more happier than being a Yankee fan right now. I think that once some of our guys, like Chisholm, comes back healthy, and, you know, if Bellinger keeps batting the way he is, I think we are strong contenders to go back to the World Series and hopefully beat either, you know, the Dodgers or whoever is that in that division, because that division is strong, man.
Whoever, man. Thanks for the call, Christian. Whoever comes out of the National League. It could be the Mets. Whoever. I don't care if it's the Diamondbacks. I don't care if it's the Cubs. Whoever. Get back to the World Series. That's why I think it's laughable for a Met fan to say that this was our World Series when we literally brought the World Series back to New York a few months ago and, like, are still one of the favorites to go and win the World Series this year. Subway Series, not our World Series. But you cannot deny that there was added juice around Juan Soto's return. We circled the date, and the Yankees won that game, dominated him, and it is what it is. You can't change that. That's done. Now you got to move forward. And now the conversation shifts to, like, okay, Juan Soto's got to, like, literally force it. Okay, if you don't feel it, it is what it is. It's done. You took the money. You made a decision. You're a big boy. They're saying that his family forced him into it. They're saying that it was his mom, whatever. You know, you chose. You want, but, like, that was the thing with Juan Soto. You know, Juan Soto's about himself. Something that kind of piqued my antennas, but, of course, I defended him as a Yankee fan. We all did. Last year, when he homered in all 30 ballparks, nobody asked him about free agency. When he homered in, I think, Globe Life Field in Texas, which is a new ballpark, and that completed the 30. He said, this is going to be great going into free agency. This is going to be a great, you know, thing for me to have going into free agency. Juan, nobody's asking you about, hey, can we see that highlight reel of you homering in every major league ballpark? We know you homered in our ball. Like, you, it was always, you are represented by Scott Boras. You're going to free agency. You are a young player who just turned 26 the Friday of the World Series. You already have a batting title. You already have a World Series ring. You've won a home run derby. I was at that home run derby. You have been a multiple-time All-Star. You are a prospect that is going to go to the highest bidder, and we all really knew, but even like the most Yankee fans wanted to say, hey, the Yankees have money too. They're going to put up a high bid too. And they did put up a high close bid, but ultimately the Mets won. And now where we are, I joked about it being a scam, but I thought it was hilarious how like he didn't hustle to first base. So what? Like I don't know. DJ made the play. But in my notes, I literally wrote in my notes, I'm like, Mets fans talking about Juan Soto not hustling. He just did all his hustling. He hustled Steve Cohen into that contract and got everything out of him, from a suite to security detail to premium tickets and a clothing allowance for his mom. And that is another part of this now. That sets a precedent. He's got to live up to that. And it might be a little awkward in that clubhouse. Wait till the offseason. Don't let the Mets not get to the World Series or not get to the NLC. God forbid you get to a wild card round and Juan Soto comes up small. And then what are you doing with Pete Alonso? What are you doing in free agency? Like, now you've set a precedent that your owner will go above and beyond for a player. People are going to ask for every single thing. Juan Soto is a great player, but he's not looking like a guy that deserves the world like Steve Cohen was willing to give it to him. But you know what it is. He had to do that to take him from the Yankees. It's a crosstown thing. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. It's a script that has been written that I was not thinking would actually play out so far how it has. And I'm sure there's going to be twists and turns in the future. But as of right now, I'm going to bring it back before we end up getting out of this hour and start talking about some other stuff. The Yankees won. They won the series. They beat him in his return. Yankee fans did their part. Put on. The world is watching. And like, we went from the Knicks celebration to what the Yankees fans did on Friday, and then it also repeated itself Saturday and Sunday. That environment, that stuff's all over YouTube and TikTok and Instagram. That's forever, man. And now Juan Soto's got to shake it off. Juan Soto's got to perform, and the Yankees have to continue too. The Yankees host the Rangers, and we'll talk about that later. The series coming up, and how impressed I am with the Yankees, man. I mean, I was down on them blowing some games. I was down on some decisions. I was down on some players, but it's a long season. I knew Cody Bellinger would come along. I said, embrace the Martian. Jason Dominguez is going to help us. He's going to do more good than bad. He's DHing. Like, now Jason Dominguez is DHing. And Ben Rice is also a DH. And, like, not for nothing, Stanton is coming back. So when you look at this Yankees team and you look at the pivot Brian Cashman made, and I'm telling you, I know for a fact Cashman didn't want. That was Hal Steinbrenner that offered that contract because he didn't want to hear it from the fans. Brian Cashman had a plan B. And plan B versus Juan Soto in this first three games, plan B won. The Yankees were the better team. And the players that were added that did not play a game with Soto last year, they all shined. 888-808-1019.
One question for you, and you just mentioned about how you're giving, you know, give LeMahieu some time, give Dominguez some time, Volpe some time. Why don't you think that Mets fans or Yankee fans or baseball people want to give that same rope to
Juan Soto?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Because he hasn't needed time. He's been so good that like we thought he was above booze. We thought that he was so dialed and locked in that he wouldn't be affected by the atmosphere. We thought that he was so locked in that money wouldn't change him either. We thought that his product that he put on the field was transferable from the Nationals to the Padres to the Yankees to the Mets, whoever. Now he looks human. Now he doesn't look like the robot cyborg that I build him as. And now we're all kind of scratching our heads saying, well, damn, what's up? What's wrong? Is it the money? Is it the Mets? Is it the Yankees? Are you missing Judge? Are you missing roll call? I'm in that stadium a lot. I can only imagine. I've been on that field, but I can only imagine being a player on that field where just last year, not even October, you were coming out in that same stadium in that same spot and you were getting the most love you've gotten ever from anywhere. And in just a few months later, those same people, some of the same faces that you can't look at, they are dropping profanity.
They legitimately turn their back on him.
Not because of Tiki Barber.
Oh, I'm not saying who, but they legitimately.
I just got to set that record straight. It sounds good for Evan and Tiki to say that all the Bleacher Creatures listen to Tiki Barber. In the conversations that I had, I give credit to Mark, And I give a credit to I was in it. I was actually standing in the aisle, and I filmed, and then I turned my back too. But I give credit to the creatures because it was a stage thing. Did we still boo them? Of course. Did we still chant things at them? Of course. Did we still show our disdain? But for the purpose of, hey, Juan Soto's back in right field, zoom in on section 203, backs were turned. Right. And Mark said in an interview, and Mark was interviewed by ESPN and a couple other outlets, he did not mention getting the idea from Tiki Barber. He said, he turned his back on us, we can turn our backs on him. Well executed,
right.
Well
and,
done.
And we spoke about it yesterday. I thought that was great. I thought the Soto tip of the cap was really, really good. And
it
I thought
good initially, but then his performance didn't back
it up. Right. I just, at that moment, getting booed by 45,000 people, him tipping his cap and smiling to them, because he smiled. He took his hat off. He said something to Wells, I believe, said something to Rodon, who was on the mound, and legit took his cap off and said, I got you guys to a World Series. It didn't mean anything because we didn't win. But I got you guys there, and this is the payment that I get. I respect it. My hat's off to you for booing me.
Yeah, he didn't get us to the World Series alone. That was a whole team effort. He was part of it, but like that is in the past. And the way that the timeline went, he helped us get to the World Series. We'll never forget the Hunter Gaddis at bat and him even having the catch to send us to the World Series. But we lost the World Series. We don't care about losing World Series. If we won the World Series, it might be different. If we won the World Series, he would have got a ring and he would have been applauded and all that. But we lost the World Series, and in the timeline, you chose to go to the Mets. And basically, like that, we took that as like, yo, to hell with everything that you know, all those Yankeeographies you watched, all those games, what your grandfather and grandmother told you about the New York Yankees, 27-time champs, that means nothing to me, so you mean nothing to us.
Do you think he would have stayed if they would have won the World Series? I know it's a weird look. Yes, you do.
So I said everything happens for a reason. Before we even got to, this and this series and the universe never unconnects, the players that were added to this team that didn't play with Juan Soto shine this weekend, before we got to that, I said he wasn't meant to win the World Series with the Yankees. Awkward. That would have been super awkward, right? Because I think, like, I use Teoscar Hernandez as an example. Teoscar Hernandez had a one-year deal with the Dodgers, and Teoscar Hernandez was a free agent for a little while. He's an outfielder like Juan Soto. I thought his contract would be impacted like Juan Soto's, or impacted by Juan Soto's, because Juan Soto got so much money. He didn't. But man, Teoscar Hernandez was emotional about the Dodgers, the team, the family, the fans, and what it meant to him. And I remember tweeting it out. I'm like, would Juan Soto have acted like this if the Yankees won? No, he was always Juan Soto. The most important person to Juan Soto is Juan Soto. And it is hard to build a team culture around a guy like that. He has to change. He has to buy into the Mets culture. The Mets culture is established. Lindor already established it. Pete has been in it. Guys like Nimmo and McNeil have been around. David Peterson, McGill, Edwin Diaz even. Those guys have been around. Juan Soto now has to, leave his paycheck outside of the clubhouse and fall in line with the team. It would have been hella awkward if they actually won the World Series. And then, like, you're coming back as a Met? You're like, I don't know, it would have tweaked the fan base a little bit, because we do celebrate guys who won here. He didn't win here.
But you think he would have stayed? You think he would have stayed in the Braves if they would have won the World
Series? I think he would have had more of core moments. It's one thing to spray champagne through the DS, the CS, and get into the World Series.
No, it's what you just said. It's winning the chip.
But
to
win the chip and have the parade and go through, it would have been really hard for him to walk away from $760 million and being immortalized as one of the guys that helped the Yankees end their drought and get 28. 888-808-1019. Let's sneak another call in before we break. Sixto in New Jersey on the Fan. You got it.
What's up, guys? First time calling. Thank you for taking my call. And I just wanted to mention, as a Dominican like Juan Soto, we have a saying in Dominican Republic. It's not the same thing to call on the devil than to see him appear. And Juan Soto was calling on the devil with all of the money that he was asking for. Because once this became a money game, all of us, all of the players, all of the transmissions have become about what the money means to the player. And the heart of baseball disappeared a little bit when the money started getting too big. It's the football thing, right? It's the basketball thing, where you lose the heart because there's too much money in the middle. And I think Juan is seeing the devil in his face right now, and he can't handle it. I don't think he's able to process how much money he asked for that he got, and what that means that he has to deliver is eating him from the inside out.
Wow, yeah. They say money is the root of all evil. Can you say that again from the start, how you said that phrase about the devil appearing?
Yeah, it's not the same to call on the devil than to see him appear.
Great call. I'm stealing that.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, brother. It's a Dominican saying for a long time, and it really is that. It's like, oh, I want my millions, I want my millions, I want my millions. What happened now? Now you're doing nothing. Because now the pressure of you asking for that money, as you've been saying all night, you have to deliver for that money. And the human factor disappears from all of us. Even the way you guys have been talking with the fans, and I've been talking for the last couple of years, it's been more about the money than the human factor. And what that means, the fear, the responsibility, looking at the responsibility in the face, being a 26-year-old, $700 million man at 26, I'm 47, I've never seen $100 million. This man, it's too much. And now the devil is here and he can't handle it. And nobody should, actually. I mean, yeah, we can say Otani, but Otani's not human. So he's out of the equation.
And Otani's not making as much. Great call, Sixto. Call of the night, honestly. It is not the same to call on the devil than to see him appear. It's crazy, right? Shout out to all my Dominicans, De Lo Mio Personal. I'd never heard that one, but it's like, yeah, money is the root of all evil. And I know I talked to Tony from Montreal a few nights about Juan Soto, and we talked about the seven deadly sins and, you know, gluttony and greed. And like, you know, it's not always good to just chase after the dollar amount and the most money. It seems like that. But think about what that brings. More money, more problems. Bring on the problems. Like Juan Soto seems like he's got a lot of problems. Just baseball-wise, who knows what has changed in his life? As much as they talk about family and the Supreme Court of Soto, who knows what dynamic has changed with his family? He's such a family man. I don't want to get that deep into it. It's 9 o'clock. Let's move off of it. When we come back, we're going to talk about your New York Knicks. I'll still take your calls on Juan Soto. I'll humor you, but I'm going to fill the air with takes about the Pacers and the Knicks and the series coming up. I'm excited for the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm trying to go. No, I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm also not a hater. Keep McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.